The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here for this rainy, rainy evening. Little thought for you about God and his surprises, about how God is always a God of surprises. When God first came to Moses in the book of Exodus, he came appearing as a burning bush, and it was the last thing Moses ever expected to see caught him completely by surprise. And when God first came to the prophet Elijah in the first book of Kings, he appeared to Elijah as a tiny whispering sound, not as gale force wind, not as a thunderous earthquake, not as a rapturous fire, but tiny whispering sound, and it was the last thing Elijah had ever expected. And of course, when Jesus came to the earth as the long-awaited Messiah, the promised of all the nations, how did he come? He didn't come as a great conquering hero. He didn't come as a great, powerful, mighty general. He came as a humble carpenter from Nazareth, and nobody saw that coming. And when at long last he won for us the forgiveness of our sins, fulfilling all the prophecies, dying on the cross, to any undiscerning eye, it appeared to be just one more ordinary day in the Roman criminal justice system. Which is to say that God has a pattern of behavior, and we'd be wise to recognize it. Namely, he comes to us very often in the way that we least expect. And when God acts, it's almost always a surprise. One of my favorite examples of this comes from the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, where there's that magnificent scene of the Last Judgment. And Jesus is seated in his royal throne, and before him assembled are all the peoples who have ever lived. And he divides them into two groups, as a shepherd would divide the sheep from the goats. And he says to those on his right, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat, and I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink." And then he turns to those on his left, and he says, "Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink." And the surprise is that both the saved and the damned are equally surprised. Both of them say the exact same thing. They say, "Lord, I didn't know it was you." Which is another way of saying is no matter who you are, or no matter what you do, God is almost always going to act in a surprising fashion. And of course, we get two big surprises in our readings here today. First reading from Acts of the Apostles. Is there anyone in the world more surprised than Saul of Tarsus? Is there anyone less likely to receive a vision of Christ our Lord than the one who is breathing murderous threats and going into the Christian homes and dragging out men and women to be imprisoned and to be killed? Maybe the only people more surprised than Saul, who would later go on to become St. Paul, would be those first Christians who were absolutely astonished to learn the one who had been persecuting them was now proclaiming the very gospel he had once tried to persecute. And of course, here in our gospel when Jesus says, I am the bread of life. You must eat my flesh and drink my blood. We shouldn't be too surprised that the people are so surprised. I mean, you think about it, the Eucharist is astonishing. If you could be present to somebody who you love, think about that for a second. If you could be present in any way you wish to somebody you love, do you think you'd choose to be present under the appearance of a little white host? Probably not. Right? Probably not. But this is the God of surprises. And my point in saying all of this is that the God of surprises is working surprises in your life right now, right as you speak, every single day. For example, that suffering in your life that you're begging God to deliver you from, whatever it might be, is the most sacred place in your entire life. It's the one place in your entire life in which God is doing the most work into making you worthy of one day entering into the kingdom of heaven, and from the perspective of the kingdom of heaven, one day you're going to thank God for it. And that sin in your life, about which you're most touchy and most defensive and quickest to excuse yourself and blame somebody else, that's the one place in your life that's actually causing yourself and others the most harm. And those people in your life who you would most likely run away from and try to escape from, they're God's chosen instruments. None of it is by chance. In fact, there's only one way in all the world in which I know that you can do something to help get ready for the God of surprises and to be ready when he shows himself to you. And this way comes to us from Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who said that if you look at the Blessed Sacrament and you make a deliberate act of faith, you will learn to see God's presence in other people, especially those in whom you would least be likely to see it. And by that I mean, you know, maybe you see the priest hold up the host at Mass, or maybe you go to adoration, or maybe you sit here and you pray in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Make an act of faith, a deliberate act of faith. Say something like, my Lord and my God, or Jesus, I trust in you, or Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. It doesn't matter whether you feel anything at all or not. What matters is by that deliberate act of faith, you are actually helping yourself to see Jesus in some of his most surprising disguises. The God of surprises is always operative and always acting. He comes to you, and sometimes his presence among you is a comfort, and sometimes his presence among you is a challenge, and sometimes his presence among you feels like a threat, and sometimes his presence will make you angry. But we'd be wise if we learned to recognize that God comes to us in the ways that we least expect. Let's be humble enough to hear his voice and answer quickly when he calls. Amen.